You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Friday at 5 p.m. is the deadline for public comment on a proposed expansion of oil drilling in San Luis Obispo County's Price Canyon. The oil company Sentinel Peak Resources is seeking state and federal permission to drill hundreds of new wells in Price Canyon. With those new wells would come an expansion of the area the oil company would inject wastewater underground. That underground aquifer would triple in size. To do this, Sentinel Peak needs to get an aquifer exemption from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to exempt that underground area from the National Safe Drinking Water Act. The state agency in charge of regulating oil and gas operations is the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, also known as DOGGR. While the agency and the Central Coast Water Board gave permission for Sentinel Peak's request, the EPA asked for more study.
EPA was concerned about potential impacts to people's water wells in the surrounding areas, so they asked DOGGR to do more analysis to see if it might affect the water wells.
Maya Golden-Krasner is a senior attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity. That nonprofit sued to stop the aquifer exemption, but lost. They say there's not enough evidence proving that when the wastewater is injected underground, it won't contaminate area drinking water. After the EPA asked for more information, the state agency revised the boundaries of Sentinel Peak's aquifer.
They ended up moving the boundary in because they're concerned that perhaps there's a tar seal boundary that may not protect the water wells in that area.
When DOGGR made the boundary adjustment, it triggered another public comment period ending today. Christine Halley works for Sentinel Peak.
So the slight adjustment to the boundary that was made is, fits well within our plans for operations. So, you know, we respect that adjustment was made in response to material that was brought forth in that area, and we can operate within that confinement.
A grassroots group of residents who live around the Price Canyon oil field are trying to block the expansion and supported the Center for Biological Diversity's efforts to stop the aquifer exemption. After today at 5 p.m., DOGGR will send whatever public comment it receives to the EPA, which makes the final decision. In the past year, the EPA under the Trump administration has approved several aquifer exemptions in favor of oil and gas companies. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.